the book of Romans, there is a posture that the writer took in his attempt to communicate the burden that is in his heart. He writes as somebody that presupposes that there are foundations that should have been laid in the heart of the people. And the resultant effect of those foundations is that these men will begin to live in a certain way. Are you with me? So he will come and say, "Know ye not that ye are the temple of the Holy Spirit?" He speaks as a man that assumes that you have come into the economy of that knowledge. This knowledge is what we call acknowledgement, is the full concept of what we call knowledge. You have apprehended. And he's trying to say that the proof that a man has apprehended is that there is certain results, certain manifestations, certain fruits went wrong. Seems as if you are not aware of the infrastructure that has been put inside of you. Seems as if you have not been aware of the work of the Holy Spirit inside of you. He said what? Know ye not. Know ye not that ye are the temple of the Holy Spirit. The very Spirit of God tabernacles inside of you. Do you know how big that message is? Angels can preach it. It's only given to men to preach the gospel. The great thing that is there is that even our fathers before now, they desire to see inside what we are saying. They were not able. Not because of the fact that we are better than them. Simply because we are privileged to be in a regime where the work of God is in a different mode. So when you are now brought inside that cycle, the cycle of existence that is never seen before, the man that knows what he means looks at you and sees that there is no proof yet. There is no proof yet of that life in the way that you live, in your conduct, in your day-to-day life. He said, "Know ye not? Know ye not that you carry the Holy Ghost? Know ye not? Know ye not that you are the temple of the Holy Spirit?" Jesus said, "In my Father's house, there are what? Many mansions." He didn't say, "In my Father's mansion, there are many houses." He said what? "In my Father's house, there are many mansions." So Eusebius is not talking about what we think he's talking about. It means that if there is a way that that body of flesh that he carried in the natural can be torn, then there is a possibility for God to be afforded many places of abode. Because God's desire is to make us his dwelling place. Are you with me? So when this transaction was fully contracted in the death, burial and resurrection of Jesus Christ, and any man that now believes those work that Jesus did, a new regime will be opened up to him and a new work will be done, will begin to be done in his heart. The proof of that work being done in your heart is now that the Holy Spirit now tabernacles your heart. Are you with me? He said, "Know ye not?" Because the way I'm looking at you, it seems as if you don't know who you are carrying. That is why people like Paul will carry a burden. He said, "I pray for you. I pray for you that God will bless you with the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him." With the spirit of what? Wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. There are many things I used to think revelation was, until later God began to show me that those things are just mental assets. Real revelation is what has passed through your life. It is what you have become as a result of the work of the Holy Spirit in your heart. And sometimes God will carry you through those seasons for long, and people like Paul, he'll be going from city to city soliciting for prayers. Say, pray for me that utterance be granted to me, so that I'll be able to communicate the burdens, communicate the revelations that have been granted access to. It seems as if my generation will benefit a lot from the things that God has allowed me to see. That is why Jesus began to tell us, according to the account that is in book of Acts chapter 1, it was Luke that was writing it. He said, of all that Jesus began to what? Do and to teach. In the kingdom, we derive our teaching authority from the lifestyle that we have lived for long. And I keep saying it. Intent of revelation is to make us living logos. That is what the scripture calls that here our epistles. It means that somebody outside might not have the opportunity of reading what prayer means. Are you with me? All he needs to do is to look at you. He might not know what holiness means. It is you that will be going into exegetical studies and bringing the pretext and context and, you know, super text and whatever text. The person doesn't understand those things and is in need of a teaching. Are you with me? He's in need of a teaching. He doesn't understand your lingo. But when he looks upon you, even though he doesn't understand the things you say, there is a teaching beyond the words. And that teaching is the one that ministers to the heart of the people. So people will look at those first apostles and look at them at Antioch. They said, these people seem as if there is one man we know that behaves this way, these people are behaving. And they said, on that account, you are Christians. They are Christians because of their lifestyle. They were Christians because of the things that was manifest from their life. Before they spoke, men can testify that they are what? Because the very things Jesus lived, they were living it. So when those people open their mouth and finally talk to you, you would have been taught before they taught you. In fact, we have even seen occasions where people will meet you and say, you have not preached to me, I've been waiting for you to. Has it happened to you before? It means that there is a life that you have been living and they have been taking notice and observing. It so happens that they have, by their observation, notice that there is something different from you than others. There is one in this kingdom. It seems as if he has the spirit of the holy gods. All of us seem as if we are doing the same thing, but we notice that his inspiration is from somewhere else. His civilization is from somewhere else. His motivation somewhere else. His ambition from somewhere else. His lifestyle from somewhere else. And then we call you and say, come and explain to us. The point I'm trying to make is that if you have been brought into this kingdom and the resources it takes for you to live the life of the kingdom has been installed in you, and then you live outside of the dictates of the things that is laid down in the kingdom, the question that will be asked is what? Know ye not? Touch your neighbor, say, know ye not? Know ye not? So the apostle is assuming that your challenge is the challenge of knowledge. That had it been you knew, you would have done better. How I wish I'm there. I would have told apostle that we have a bigger challenge in our own generation. People know. In fact, they know too much. They are ahead that there are people that say they know more than Apostle Paul. Are you with me? They know too much. Yet there is no testimony. There is no testimony to what they know. There is no testimony. That is why the accurate proof of somebody that has been brought into the kingdom is his witness capacity. Because you, all of us can be saying we are born again. The only way we will know is your witness capacity. the ability for you to witness Christ. Are you with me? The scripture says, ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses. What? Unto me. Is not something that is without a frame of reference. Christ is that frame of reference. So it means that by whatever way that you are now living, it is a witness to Christ. So people might not be able to see Christ, but in seeing you are seeing Christ. Are you with me now? So if they call Christ to a court of competent jurisdiction and they are about to accuse him with the fact that this life that you lived, we need to prove whether it is true what you are saying. He said that whosoever believeth in me, even though he were dead, he will be alive. Whosoever believeth in me, his sins are passed away, his whole life is passed away. Whosoever believeth in me, and all the whosoever believeth in me. Are you with me? They now call you, Henry, come and bear witness to this whosoever believeth in me, that he that believeth in him does not sin. And they call you to bear witness. If we call many believers to bear witness to this, they will fall many times. In that day, you are not an accurate witness. They call him and say, in my name, he shall cast out devils. They now call you. I say, well, look, come and bear witness to this fact. And then you say, you start explaining that actually, say actually. Once you hear actually, is an excuse that is not found in the pages of the scripture. Actually, no. Jesus on that day will live without a witness. On that day he will lose in the court. Have you been to court? Sometimes it's witnesses that you take to win. It's just about witnesses. Anyway, I'm not going to witnesses. There are classes of witnesses. There are realms of witness. There are substances of witnesses. That is not our point. I'm trying to say, know ye not. There is a burden that is in our heart. And the burden is as a result of the things that God began to show us, that begin to manifest around us. We hope, it's just that we know it's true. I just hope it's not true, but there is nothing we can do. And the best thing we can do now is to sound an alarm first, so that he that hath an ear will what? Believe it or not, many people don't have ear. You'll be telling them like this, you think they have, they don't have ear. Their heart is waxed gross. Many of them is still filled with where they are going and their ambitions. You don't know. They are filled with their ambitions. Somebody sat with Jesus and was eating with Jesus. That is why when you look around now, don't be too moved by the fact that people sat around big men of God. That is even a higher. The closer you are to the source, the more severe your judgment. Because you have seen what others didn't see. Are you with me? You are bound by the oath of covenant. Sometimes it's even better you are far away. There are some things, some people, somebody said they want to tell me something. I said, don't tell me. Because I know if you tell me, I am now bound to defend you. Yes. It's a burden. So people don't have ear. They sit in church, they don't have ear. They listen to messages, they don't have ear. They listen to instructions, they don't have ear. Put your hands on your ear for 30 seconds. Give me an ear, oh God, that I will hear your instructions. That I will heed your instructions. That I will obey your instructions. When you heed the instructions of God, you will be saved in the evil day. We are in the evil day, the perilous time. devil is concocting and manufacturing all kinds of arsenals to bulldoze the church. It seems as if he is in a hurry. In these seasons, our recourse is Jehovah Himself. Oh. To begin to trust in what you have been able to do yesterday is to sign your death warrant. Satan will want you to trust on your yesterday's strength. Oh God, we apply for a new quota of mercy. The scripture says that your mercy are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Let your mercy break through our obstinacy. Let your mercy break through our carelessness. Let your mercy break through. Break through. Break through our heart that is waxed gross. Where will a generation look at what we serve them, and yet they will decide to die instead of listening to the instructions of God? Maybe because of the castles that you have built around you. Maybe because of the ambitions you have. Maybe because of your reputation. Maybe because of the way people already perceive you. You can't turn back now. May our reputation not be our God. May men's opinion not rule us. May our ears not wax gross. May we be weak enough to hear the voice of God and obey. Jesus, speak. Oh, we will hear. Sabenta pro sasamanta brata bahata. Aiko panante bretota sosanamante. Breto capranta papahata diatene mantula. Ambreta pata ambreta de haika patua. Satamanta brata papanata pai. Ikum brata pata cambreta paha. Your ear can only hear what Jesus is saying. In this season when Satan is whispering to the ears of men, your ears will be blocked to whatever Satan is saying. You will only heed the instructions of the great monarch of Zion. Hatemo satapanta pratata hasan. We love your presence. We love your precepts. What is your fragrance? What are you saying now? We love your presence. We love your precepts. What is your fragrance? What are you saying now? We love your presence. We love your precepts. What is your fragrance? What are you saying now? We love your presence. We love your precepts. What is your fragrance? What are you saying now? Jesus said, one of you will betray me. One of you. May you not be the one that Satan will use to bore holes in the body of Christ. May you not be the vessel that he will borrow. May you hear the voice of the one that crieth, 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 crieth. There is a voice that crieth. It crieth, yield your members for me, so that you may be saved in the evil day. Let him that think that he standeth, watch your steps, watch your steps. Let him that think he standeth, watch his steps. The days are evil. For men will be lovers of themselves, not the lovers of God.
Satan will speak to them and it will sound like the voice of God. Our frequency is tuned up from anything that is not coming from the throne of God. What are you saying now? 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 What are you saying? Let him that think he stands, let him take heed lest he falls. Our hope is in God. Our help is from Zion. Our strength is in the one that can never fail. The Lord said unto Cain, he said, sin is at your door. Sin is at your door. But if you will listen to me, as God spoke, the man thought he heard. He heard with his physical ears, but the ear of the spirit is blocked. May your ear open that you will hear God. You will hear the warnings, the instructions, the rebukes from Zion. Jesus said, one of you. And every one of them turned and said, is he me, Lord? Is he me, Lord? Satan has cooked up a weapon to attack the body of Christ. May you not be the one. As you are hearing me, may you not be the one. Peter stood up and said, oh God, it will not be me. Jesus said, calm down. That even Satan have desired you, but I pray for you. It was there that we found out that there is something prayer can do. If you can pray, the scripture says that the flesh indeed is weak. Pray that you enter not into temptation. Pray somebody. The flesh is weak. The flesh is weak. You cannot trust the flesh. You can't trust the old man. The arm of the flesh will fail you. But if you can pray, what are you saying now? 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 What are you saying? Now, what are you saying now? 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 Help us to be sensitive to your voice. Help us to be sensitive to your nudges, to your leadings, to your rebukes. Circumcise the foreskin of our flesh so that our sensitivity will be increased. What are you saying now? What are you saying now? What are you saying now? What
What are you saying now? 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 Jesus, what are you saying now? What are you saying now? Jesus, what are you saying now? What are you saying now? Jesus, what are you saying now? What are you saying now? Jesus, what are you saying now? Hey. Aprede de sasante la icona apreta sasende piata e preso sante bacambe poma aposto sanai che mora santea pray that Satan will have you. That God needs to do for you is to circumcise the flesh. Circumcise the flesh. Then your sensitivity will increase. No matter how loud God speaks, if the flesh has not been circumcised, you will not be able to discern the movement of the Spirit.
We are looking into a sensitive topic today. What we saw in the spirit is a spate of uncontrolled carnality breaking out into the body of Christ. And it has started happening. That's the challenge. The new season that will reveal itself will show that men are given to carnal tendencies. People will come out of the cocoon of this lockdown filled to the brim with the flesh, manifesting all the tendencies of carnality. We will pray that God will push it away, but beyond praying, I notice that anytime Jesus sees any challenge, one of the things he begins to do is to begin to teach on the matter, instruct on the matter. The same thing with Paul, so that he will come to a point, he will now say, know ye not. What? Know ye not. It's a product of teaching. And then the ear that can hear will hear, so that you'll be able to guard your heart. So that you'll be able to what? Guard your heart. I need you to understand what Satan is not that powerful, especially over the believer. As a matter of fact, God did not create man that Satan will have any power over him originally, not to even talk of the redemptive context. Are you with me? Follow me. Where we are going is high. I'm just trying to, so that you will follow the drive. The only power Satan has is the one that was handed over to him. Are you with me? When he was conversing with Jesus in his temptation, he said, bow down to me and I will give you all these things. For it was what? He said, for it was delivered unto me. Who delivered it unto him? See, somebody was the custodian. Somebody was the landlord. Somebody was told, have dominion, replenish the earth, subdue it. And the man handed the keys of dominion over to Satan. And even in the new creation, the power that Satan has over the believer is the one that you consciously, unconsciously, knowingly, unknowingly, deliberately, by whatever means, gave him. That's the only ground he has. And you need to know that he is skilled. He is very skilled. And because he's skilled, he will not be looking for the well-known areas. He will be looking for the fine edges, the gray areas. The gray areas. You know the gray areas. For example, for the carnal believer, is carnality, he will ask you, is alcohol sin? Anyway, that's where Satan starts. Because it is a gray area. Is it a sin to have a boyfriend? Is it a sin to have a girlfriend? Is a gray area. This is not some of the things you say an outright yes or no. These gray areas. And I need to tell you that it's these gray areas that Satan comes through. Gray areas. You cannot specifically answer. Is social media a sin? Huh? Is it a sin? These are part of the things you cannot clearly answer. For some people it's not, for some it is. We are trusting God to help us to dissect today. The scripture says that the word of God is quick and powerful. It is sharper than any two-edged sword, cutting asunder to the dividing of the bones and marrow. And is a discerner of the thoughts and what? The intents of the heart. That is the deepest realm of a man's existence. Where? The thoughts and the intents of the heart. You can look at a man like this, he'll be laughing. But his thoughts is too deep. Your thoughts are too deep sometimes that you don't even know it. When I found out I don't know myself, I became humble. If it's my sister, when we are young, she will say, I know myself. My brother, you don't know yourself. That is why in certain seasons you come to heart check to find out. Eh? To find out if your heart is right. And one of the ways to do it is to bring it under the ministry of a sharp sword. A sword of the spirit. And then it begins to discern the thoughts and the intent of your heart. You will find out that many things we are doing is with wrong motive and wrong intent. Once the things we are seeking is not there, we leave. Man is like that. Let's say you are seeking anointing and you did not find it. Won't you go? The thoughts and the intent of the heart. And once Satan knows he has you on that area, he has you, there is nothing you can do. And that is what Satan wants. He wants this back door in every heart. As you are pushing towards God, he knows that there is something. Once he touch you there, you can and you go down. Peter, Satan has desire to have you. He has desire to have you. And remember, the scripture says, let no man say in the book of James, right? Let no man say that God tempts him, right? Is it not true? A man is tempted when he is what? Drawn away by his own lust. And anytime you hear lust, the next thing you should hear about is the flesh. And anytime you hear the flesh, the next thing you should hear is what? The old man. So let's do the anatomy of the old man. It seems as if all the challenges we have as a believer is the old man. Follow me. Are you with me? That is why I needed to tell you that even the man before he fell was not even subject to the works of Satan. That man is having dominion over all the things that God made. What kind of man was he? Talk more of the man that is now the new creature. The man that is now made after a new order. There are things we analyze and we find out that where the progressive revelation of God in the heart of Adam, the one that was first created, would have brought him to, was where the new man started. Follow me. Are you with me? The things that Adam would have gotten by process, God installed it into your heart at new birth. All you need to do is to tend it. Now I'm trying to say that is the powers of the new man even increased. Meanwhile, the Adam, the first one, before he gave it over to Satan, was so in charge that Satan had to sneak in and ask. So I began to ask me, if man have this power over the creation, have over Satan, have over everything, what is then the limitation of this man? This is what Satan knows. You don't know. He knows he doesn't have that power, confrontal attack to now bring you down. All those things Satan is doing is good, and that's the one he will carry your attention and put over the frontal. I had a dream and Satan was fighting me, and we are fighting. That he will carry your attention and put there and make sure you don't see the real work, the real power that he has. The real power he has is the power of the flesh, the power of the old man. All he intended to do is to see. Are you with me? He saw the man having dominion. He knew that if there is a way he can introduce the functions of the flesh into his ecosystem, he will bring him subject to himself. Follow me now. So the man, let me now tell you the end before we get there. The man that lives above the flesh is the man that consistently lives above Satan. Satan can't touch you. The power of Satan is just the flesh. And I took time and I began to beg God for many years to explain this thing to me. And when he began to explain it to me, it was not with books, it was with experiences. I passed through terrible times to be educated in this. You know, some people tell you what they are not educated, their heart is not educated in what they are saying. Yes. It was then that I understood what Paul was saying. He said, "Oh wretched man that I am." That man is the natural man, is the carnal man. See, there was conflict. You know, some people say there are some teachings that people teach in that is denying reality. By the time I'm through now, you will understand that the fact that they denied it doesn't mean that the thing is not at work. It is still there. As you denied the functions of the flesh, does it mean you are not still lusting after the sister? You are still lusting after the brother, the sister. That means the flesh is, stop confessing, enter into revelation and find out how Satan is having power over you and break it. Simple. But for you to deny the fact, you can even speak in tongues, do everything, Satan still has power over you, as long as he knows that the functions of the flesh is still rife in your members. I'm trying to tell you that Satan is about to break out in the body of Christ. He has tried to bring us down frontally. It was not working. He wants to enter through the back door. And he knows that as long as that back door is retained, he can take any man. If you like, be Peter. If you like, be what? Peter. He can take you.
old man.
By the time we are through with dissecting this matter, we will take away the power of Satan from him. We will live as if Satan doesn't exist. Some of the things we pray as prayer points is lifestyle points. Is something you live as lifestyle. Stop praying it. I found that some of the attacks, the limitations, the things that you see is just lifestyle. It's just that you have yielded to carnality, to the flesh. And then Satan has that power over you. There is nothing he can do to you. I don't care how long you are born again. A person demonized with 1,000 demons comes before you now. You can cast out those demons. If you can cast out those demons, which is a resemblance of the power of Satan, then that means Satan indeed is powerless. But it seems as if he is still powerful. We need to trace the real power of Satan. Because in a moment we can cast out devils, we can heal the sick, we can do many things. But then we still see Satan walking in our midst. That means something that we are not fully aware of is empowering him. Do you know the problem? He doesn't want you to know. The day you know, you will start taking it very serious. He wants you to think that, in fact, sometimes he will like you to think that some of the things you do in the flesh are natural to you. I'm naturally somebody that doesn't take nonsense. See after me. I'm naturally somebody that doesn't what? The question is, where did you take this nature from? Is it the nature of Christ or the nature of the old man? Now, let's do some anatomy. Ephesians chapter 4. The things I'm telling you is so deadly that you can speak in tongues and still be in the flesh. You can flow in the anointing and still be in the flesh. You can be gifted and still be in the flesh. In fact, do you know the worst part? If you have not identified the functions of the flesh, you can be in the spirit now and be in the flesh next time. Go and ask Peter. He said what? Jesus turned to him and said, "Hi! No man can know these things except my Father reveals it to him." If I'm the one, I will just bounce in with a limp. We are now the custodians of the voices of God to our generation. When we have spoken, nobody else will speak. The counsels of God is upon our lips. You better listen to us. That's where Peter was. Because it was Jesus that gave testimony to his utterance. But the next minute, Peter yarned up at her. He yarned rubbish. The same Peter. May God have mercy on me. Maybe he won't have, I don't know about you, but to me, let him have mercy on me. The same Peter. The same Peter, Jesus began to teach them of the things he will suffer and how he is going to die. The man does not understand how Jesus is going to now die. Because all of them have started building their castles. You are not getting what I mean. They looked at Jesus and they see the way God is using him. The mighty miracles, the signs and wonders. When he came into a city, they began to drop the palm fronds.
and he was walking on them, they say, Hosanna, Hosanna to him that cometh in the name of the Lord. One of them even said, you need to tell us today who will sit at your right and your left hand side. They were competing. So they were expecting Jesus to assume the throne of Israel in the next few months. Just in the next 2 years in Nigeria, in the next 2 years in your career, in the next 2 years in your ministry, you will be the ones that is in charge, that is, you know, declaring what is happening and all that. You are the ones that God has selected to pioneer and carry the next move of God. Where did you hear that one? These men are building their castles on what they did correctly yesterday. They are not interested on where Jesus is now. The scripture says, walk ye in the spirit and you will never fulfill the desires of the flesh. There is a position that is called the flesh. There is a position that is called the spirit. So, in other words, when a man leaves the spirit position, in that instant he has begun to walk in the flesh. So, I was in the spirit position yesterday, and I was not today where I am. The problem is that you will not even know that you have gone out. So Satan will creep in, and he will not want you to know that you have left the emphasis of God, that you are now a borrowed vessel. He will still borrow all your anointing. Are you following me? He will borrow all your power. He will borrow every single thing you were able to do before. You will still be doing it now, just that you are now doing it in the flesh. The things you are accomplishing is not for God. You are doing it for who we don't know. Satan is planning to empower men against the Lord. And he knew that from outside we will easily know that this, but he is entering into the body. The body we saw was strange. The Lord pointed and shouted. He said, the church. That was when we knew it's a serious matter. And we began to cry for mercy, that God will open the ears of men to begin to hear the counsels of God. This one is beyond picking things in the spirit. It is attending counsels in heaven, where the mind of God is made bare. Then you bring it down and begin to interpret to your generation, so that they will hear and then order their steps. Mighty Peter. He said, Jesus, you won't die. You won't die. Only for him to find out that this is new gospel. You are not with me. This is new gospel. We not promote God's agenda. His gospel of yesterday was relevant, but the one of today was not. This is what Satan is doing. He is doing now, and he will enter through the flesh. He will take advantage of that your ambition. That's what I'm saying. That ambition you have refused to lay down. You are not hearing me. You are still explaining. I'm hearing feedback as I'm talking now. I'm hearing feedback from you. You are explaining it. That thing you are explaining is the thing that God is saying drop. Anytime you begin to give excuse, when the sword of the spirit begins to pierce your heart like this, that thing you are trying to give excuses for, that's the thing that the Holy Ghost is trying to take away from you. That is the place that Satan will stand and borrow you. The worst part is, may we not be correct yesterday and be wrong today. That's the worst place to be. Verse 20, he said, but ye have not so learned Christ. Ephesians chapter 4. If so be that ye have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is where? In Jesus. that ye put off concerning the former conversation. What? 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 What?
I don't know when we will get there, but the lecture is far. Wherever the Holy Spirit stops, we stop. Our target is not to teach too much. Our target is to release a body. But we cannot be able to release that body without going to the scripture to dissect the scripture. Because everybody you seek is already in the scripture. When you look well, you see it. Are you with me? There are no new things God is saying. He has already said what he's going to say. When a man gets born again, he actually has no business with the old man. Follow me. Now, when you are born again, the scripture says that you are a new creature.
What does that mean? What does it mean?
You are a new creature. Get mic for him so that his generations will hear him. You are a new creature.
No, sit down. Sit down.
You are a new creature.
What it meant is that you are a new creature means is that you have been brought into another system of oppression. Where
it is not first an oppression, my friend. Oppression is one of them. But it's not first an oppression. In fact, what leads after this thing is an oppression. But it is not first an oppression. Yes. Give him mic. Tell us in the mic that you don't know. Yes, I'm waiting.
New creation, I think it means that our spirit man has been regenerated, and there is that the old man has been taken away, and a new creation has come into place.
You are still using that, but continue. Let me see if you will answer. I want us to understand that word new creature. It means this thing was not there before. It's not, if you use species, it's less. It means that whatever this thing is, was not there before. It was not part of the thing that was created when those former things were created. Wherever and whenever it was created, it was not part of those ones. It's a new creature. It's new. So we will yet see what it means. If you don't follow me, here, you will miss it. Because the very next verse is, I needed to strike something so that you will now follow, you will now understand where we're going. There are two creatures. One is old, and one is what? New. That means, as far as God is concerned, God has created man two times. Yes, there are two men. One is old. The other one is new. Anyway, let's read the scripture. He said, that ye put off concerning the former conversation, what? The old man, which is corrupt according to deceitfulness, according to the deceitful lust, and be ye renewed in the spirit of your mind. And that ye put on what? Which after God is created, is what? Created, is what? Created. Whatever process that took place in the book of Genesis, God did that. that process again. Just that the concussion is now different. Of course, because the concussion is different, the result is different. Now, one of the things he begins to teach you is that if there is an old man, then there is a new man. The question now is, why is he called old man? Why is he called old man? You are not born again, and they said that as you are born again, you are a new creature. Huh? So we answered what it means to be a new creature, and the reason why you needed to answer well what it means to be a new creature is that if there is a new creature, then there is old one. Is it not true? That old one is what we need to analyze, because man is a complex being. Are you with me? Follow me. He is complex in such a way that when you got born again, and then that new nature was brought into you, because that nature is actually what we mean. That new nature was brought into you. It is not enough that the nature is brought into you. There must be a system through which that nature will be lived. So now, when a man is born again, what he has is what we call new creature. And the way, the operating system of that new creature is what we call the spirit. Remember, I've told you that anytime you hear the word spirit in the New Testament, it doesn't mean just one thing. It means three things. One is a person. Is it not true? Two is what? A realm. And number three is an operating system. This one I'm talking about is what? An operating system. In the same way, the old man should I define old man? Okay, the old man is everything the new creature is not. Is it not an easy enough definition? The old man is the personality of the fallen man. When man sinned, he fell into himself. And as of that moment that he fell, as a result of the sin, he became old. He became old not because of age. He became old because the spirit of God was no more tabernacling in such a way that he can fellowship with him. See, fellowship is what makes you old or young. And to analyze that, the scripture now told us in the book of Genesis chapter 6, he said that the Spirit of God said, I cannot strive with man, because he is but what? He is what? He is that one. He is the same thing. Once a man falls into himself, he begins to operate with an operating system that is now complex. The personality is the old man or the fallen man. The operating system is what? Say the flesh. The flesh is the operating system. Just like the new creature, the operating system of the new creature is what? The spirit. That is why the book of Galatians, is it not chapter 5? Am I right? Chapter 5 said that the spirit lusteth after the flesh, and the flesh what? And the two are contrary to each other. That means whatever the spirit represents and whatever the flesh represents are two things that can stand for each other. This is where the challenge is, because when we go further in this our lecture, you find out that you were first born in Adam, and because your father Adam fell, you have a nature. According to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 15, we will yet get there. The scripture said that that which was natural came first. Follow me. Are you with me? Before that which is spiritual, that means that you were first in Adam. So the old man was first your original operating system before, when you now gave your life to Christ in the believing of the works that Jesus did for you on the cross of Calvary, you are now translated from death. death in the old man to life in the new man. Are you with me? Somebody say, I'm just saying things. Let me read the scripture. Somebody is saying scripture. Let me read scripture. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. We will do anatomy today. By the time we have finished dissecting this thing, forever Satan will lose his hold in your life. Satan will search and search for long to penetrate us. He will not penetrate the body of Christ. He will not, because every man is a spiritual man. Have you ever woken up sometime and something happened and something in you is telling you, don't apologize to this person? It will seem as if you are belittling yourself. You are now becoming lower than him. You are now becoming, you are showing you are becoming lower than him. When you greet him, when you say sir, when you say that, you are becoming lower than him. That thing. That thing is called the flesh. Especially when it seems as if you and the person, it seems as if the both of you are in the same line, and it seems as if you are focused on your goals, trying to achieve it. Let me use some of us in ministry. That's the easiest way to understand it. You are doing well, he's doing well, so why should I? It's the flesh, my friend. And it will also make you to quickly identify men from the things that you can pick around them. No wonder Paul said, henceforth know we no man after. One of the greatest error that men have made is to try to know their fellow men after the flesh. See, that is the reason why I'm telling you that this lecture I'm giving you now, it took 5 years for me to begin to teach it. I'm not finished everything, but I believe it's now that I realize why God passed me through those hard seasons. I was somewhere, and then some two people are speaking blasphemous things against me. The things they are saying, so there are some things you shouldn't hear. That's why there are some things you'll be trying to know what this person is saying about you. What did he say about me? I'm about to warn you now. Don't go and be knowing everything people are saying about you. That is the reason why you will die. Me, when I found out this thing, I stopped being on your commuter. I stopped trying to know everything. The less I know, the better for me. There are things you know about people, you stop. But the less you know, when you see the person, even if he said, this man is a thief yesterday, I didn't hear it. Today I will greet you well. It will do two things. One is that it will help to restore you. You are not doing it. Some of you think it's something bad will happen to you. No, that's not what I'm teaching you. There is a way you respond to people, it will help to restore them. Because the things they did it in ignorance. They were not able to discern what was happening per moment. They were not able to trace your reality in the spirit. When they now find out, because you still left the bridge, they can say crossover. But it is easier when you didn't hear. But I don't know why God allowed me to hear that day. If you see what they were saying, as I was hearing it, indeed there is such a thing. What are the sharpest arrows I know in the whole universe? The words of man. You can use a knife on me, the wound will go. But when the words of men enter into your heart, That is why sometimes when we say the healing river is here, it's not just the healing of your body, it's the healing of men's soul. Men are being hurt by their fellow men. There are things people did. I wept and wept and wept and wept and wept and till I was tired, tears finished for days. When I heard that one, I cried. After crying, as I was crying, trying to find out how I'm going to best react to this matter, say glory. The Holy Ghost said, pray for them. Say, pray for them. I died the second time. That's even my problem. The problem is not that the thing happened. The problem is that he's saying I should pray for the person. The person has done something bad. Let him be going now. Let me be going. Is it not true? At least I did not go and fight back. Let everybody be going on their own. You are a carnal man. You are operating with the system of the flesh. Jesus will look at the one that will betray him and give him bread. You have not so learned Christ. That is what the book of Ephesians told us. When we get into this place, Satan will be looking for where to enter. He will touch you, you won't budge. He will touch you, you won't budge. He is touching, looking for whom envy will come through, looking for whom strife will come, because these are the works of the flesh. Is in category. There is the body, the personality called the old man. There is an operating system called the flesh, and there are the manifestations called the lust. Are you with me? So now, the reason why I'm saying this thing is that the man that is born as a new creature is supposed, say supposed, to now be operating with a new operating system. But it so happens, just as I was telling you, that the first was natural, and when the natural operated, it operated in your members. The scripture spoke in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Let me just be speaking. I might not get to, we might still get to read it. He said there that the life of the earthly man is where? Where is the life of the earthly man? Say in his soul. Say after me, in his soul. But the life of the spiritual man is in his spirit. This thing makes a lot of difference. We are doing a dissection, his anatomy today, so that you understand why a man will be born again, born into a new creature, have a new operating system that he can operate with, and then still find himself with the tendencies to the flesh. The reason is this, that the life that you had in your former conversation, according to the scripture, that is after the old man, that life is resident in your soul. Are you with me? Now, and that life couldn't have been lived if it doesn't have an operating system. How many of you have laptop? There are many operating systems. Huh? Give me example, two or three. Mac, one. Windows, two. Unix. Linux. I know of Linux. Can you use two operating systems at the same time? But do you know you can install two operating systems in one laptop? Huh? And decide to use this one for this purpose and use this one for what? That is the problem of the people that are now born again. Because the first life, remember the scripture said in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Let me read this thing so that if I continue to speak, we will be grounded. I need to read it. Sorry, let's read. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. I could have just been putting it off my head, but it's not good. Let's just read it together. First Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 45. We'll read from 45 to 49. If you are with me, say amen. And so it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. Are you with me? So you now understand why I said that the life of the first man is resident where? The last Adam was made. If you see that was made, you will now see that is in italics. It means that it's not in the original text. So if you want to be, well, you can leave it. But if you want to be very correct, you simply say the last Adam, a quickening what? If you check it, he said a life-giving spirit. It simply means that the life of this one is where? In his spirit. That means the activities going on in the soul of this one doesn't affect the life that is in the spirit. Now follow me. Don't miss me now. But there is a challenge for you. The challenge for you is the next verse in verse 46. He said, how be it, or however, because if God leaves you without explaining this thing to you, you can one day come and stumble on something and begin to wonder. I thought they said that all things have passed away. Behold, all things are new. After me, all things are new. Is masturbation part of the new things? Is it part of the new things? What is happening? Is envy part of the new things? Is competition part of the new things? Is happening inside the body of Christ? Tongue speakers, tongue everything. We need to die. We need to die. This is the things that are holding us back. Now, the next verse said, how be that was not first, which is what? Spiritual. What is he saying? He's trying to say that even though the spiritual entity, the spiritual creature, which is the new creature, is the superior creature, as a matter of fact, is the ultimate creature. But yet it was not the first creature. Follow me. You are not with me. Pray in tongues. 1 minute. You are not with me. Sona hambre, sisa satama, brateha sonda braka pata hatandia, aita kwa na hamantia, hamana hesh, hayelelelo, oh, oh, oh. Hey. to get ventilation in your spirit, so that you will be upgraded to the frequency of God's oppression. It seems as if God operates at certain energy levels, and his communication can only be trapped in those energy levels. The things that God speaks to you can be true, but he will fly over you simply because your soul has not been picking to the energy level whereby God's oppression can be handled. Certain men of old said, the things that our hands have handled. You see, as if not every man is allowed in those realms. It is because your soul have not been upgraded to that energy level. And you can stay on the ground for long, and the things that God is saying that will save your life for the seasons to come will be passing you by. Yes, you are not able to apprehend them. Not because your heart is not true, not because you don't want to be instructed, simply because you are bereft of the required energy that it takes to interact with God matter. Many times God will tell men, come to the mountains, and I will tell you the things that I want to tell you. Why will God communicate the things that he wants to communicate on the valleys, in the low places of the earth? No, he is a God that stays in the high place. He wants a government to be brought to the soul. That is even the basis of our teaching, that a government will be brought to the soul. Man desire to operate from the soul. That if we allow you, you operate from the soul. That means you will want to find God even in your natural ways. Are you with me? You will come and make that your small prayer and expect to find the Almighty One, the one that dwells in a frame of reference that cannot be captured with the mind of man, the frame of eternity. We want to capture him with our small engagement, but he wants to take us out of our frame that is natural, and then brings us to his own realm and begin to teach us things eternal. If it is true, then we need to be upgraded. My father in the Lord said that a young man saw a spirit in the river, and the spirit said, I will give you pepper. When you eat the pepper, you will be what? Upgraded. Because the operations that will inform your functions after now is at an energy level that you have not accessed. Then a man that desires to experience the functions of this realm will of a necessity be upgraded to a new realm. That is why in seasons like this, it is necessary that you get ventilation in your spirit, and then it finds expression in your soul. Then the energy of God's communication will be at the same frequency with the energy of your soul, and then the things that God communicates to you, you will be able to trap them. Oh, oh, hey, hey! I tell you, the things that I teach you now, listen, the things that I teach you now, there are bodies in my soul. The scripture said that you need to know that even though the one that was spiritual was not the first, it so happens that even though it was superior, ultimate, the target of God's creator, when the new man came, the scripture described him as the ultimate of God's creator. That is the perfection of creator was the new man that is created in the image of God. After, you see, there is something that God saw. That is why the new creature is in Christ. That means there is an image that we saw, or rather that God saw and then crafted the new man. The challenge with men that have found themselves as embodiments and custodians of this new life and nature is that before you interact with the new creator and become one of it, are you with me? You were first natural. That is the problem. That is what the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 46 is saying. He said, howbeit that was not first which is spiritual, but that which is what? Natural. And afterward that which is spiritual. That is where the challenge came. That means, I don't know how long it took you to be born again, but for however long it took you to be born again, there is a man that is living. That man is called what? The old man. And when he was living, his life was in your soul, and his life was empowered by an operating system that is called what?
The flesh.
Now, after some seasons, you believed in Christ, and by your faith in Christ Jesus, a new man was born. Where? In your spirit. That's the thing. Meanwhile, the salvation that God brought to us, as we studied in our lectures, was supposed to find expression in all the dimensions of man. But the new life was where? In the spirit. So, and as the new life is in the spirit, and has not fully found expression in the soul, that means there is a challenge. That the old man that has been done away with, so that the new man will come, operated with an operating system. And the installation of that operating system, it so happens that he has not been uninstalled. That's the challenge. As long as the soul has not been fully transformed, the former operating system called the flesh, of which the old man used to operate, and it is there simply because before the spiritual came, the natural came first, and that natural is called the old man. Are you with me? That operated with a system called the flesh. It was there for long, and you operated by that system that desires to be selfish, that system that desires to give himself to lasciviousness, to his lust. When you look upon a damsel, you have him. Some people boast about the fact that they have slept with 100 men. That is just the lust of your flesh. Anything you desire, you have it. People like Solomon will come and look upon all the wine. If it's red, he will taste it. And when it's true, he will give you an observation. And he will say, don't touch red wine by 9 p.m. If you touch red wine, it will do you this. He said, I gave my life to pleasure. Solomon gave his life to pleasure so that you will not go there. And then he gave you a summary of his life in the wisdom nuggets that he put there. At the end, he said that vanity, vanity, vanity. It was an exploration that is an effort in futility. It was not able to lay hold on substance. The realm of God's oppression is the realm of substance, where reality dwells. But a man that finds himself only in the frame of reference that is natural, old and fleshly, we only touch things and think it will last. At the end, you will find out that you just enable Satan to fulfill his own agenda. In the days that you lived in the flesh, it was Satan that you empowered. Oh, 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 oh. The next verse now said that the first man was earthy. What does it mean? And then the last man is heavenly. Then that means there are these two men. There are two types of men. One is the earthly man. The second one is what? After the teaching of this old man, we will still teach about the heavenly man, because that is the crux. The crux of the teaching in the book of Romans is about the old man. Are you with me? The crux of the teaching in the book of Ephesians is about the heavenly man. The heavenly man is Christ. You are not created after his image. It so happened that when you were created after his nature, because there is no nature without an operating system. The old nature, or the old man, or the fallen man, has an operating system called what? The flesh. Follow me. That means if the new creature, who is the new man, who is the heavenly man, comes in, he will also come with what? An operating system. God bless you. So it so happens that the operating system of the old man is in your soul. That's a challenge. And the soul has not been tamed. I've told you that the soul is rebellious. Transformation is still entering us. That is why we flow with transformation by all means. What is even transformation? People are saying they don't understand. Transformation is simply when the government of God is fully formed in your soul. That is what is transformation. Transformation is not that you began to talk in a different way. That's what they tell you in your own church. Stop saying I'm sick, I am now not. How do they say it? Stop saying I'm sick, start saying I'm strong. I'm my brother, you are sick. That is a fact, even though there is a truth. The truth is that even when a man is sick in the natural, the scripture made us to understand that he himself has borne our sicknesses. Is a natural fact, but not a spiritual reality. The reality in the spirit is that the sickness has been taken away. Our job now is to enforce that thing. So when we meet sick people, we become angry with the sickness. We become angry with what Satan is doing. Because we have gone to the mother realm and found out God's opinion about the matter. And found out that God's opinion is that he has borne the sickness. So if Jesus has borne the sickness, why are you bearing it? You are a foolish person. You are a careless person. You are very strong. Once Jesus was born and he was crying, he almost said, Father, take this cup away. You think you can bear it? You better drop those things. You can't bear it, my friend. The day you realize it, you will know that Satan has been robbing you since. Now, this is my point. My point is this. That old operating system that is in your soul is still there. That is why the scripture said, if ye are in the spirit, he said, walk ye therefore in the spirit. So it means that a man can be in the spirit and not walk in the spirit. When a man becomes born again, you are now in the spirit by birth. Are you with me? But you can be born in the spirit and walk in the flesh. That is the problem. And the challenge is this: to whomsoever you yield yourself to, you have become servants to that person. As long as Satan can find men that can yield to the flesh, he can continue to walk his work in our midst. Are you with me? So the greatest challenge of the believer is not the demon and the altars in your village. It's the flesh that is at work in your members. As a matter of fact, the truth is that some of the influence that Satan still have in your life is as a result of the fact that you have not taken away the stronghold of the flesh. There are articles of attacks that is still in your life simply because the flesh still has foothold. The old man is still operating. Some of the time, for Satan to continue to do the work, you say it's a generational cause. It's not generational cause. It's the flesh. It's the flesh. Anger. Sometimes for Satan to continue to perpetuate that thing that is running in your generation, you said it's a generational cause. He will allow you to be walking in a pattern of the oppression of the flesh. Are you with me? That pattern of the oppression of the flesh empowers him to continue to effect the demands of the curse that runs in the generation. Your job in that moment is not really to bind Satan. Your job is to take away that oppression, to find a way to deal with the manifestation of the oppressions of the old man in the flesh. Are you with me? So when anger goes, sometimes the reason why people don't receive favor is because of pride, is because of anger. Oh, 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 you are angry with the person that will help you. The person that will help you, you are angry with the person. Your help is far. So you will continue to complain to people. Just as your father complained that the people I helped, I paid school fees, I healed them, they are not doing anything for us. You need to find out what in the flesh is empowering that thing. Because check what? Satan will come and see if he can empower your flesh in that dimension. I don't need anybody. I can do it alone. It's the flesh. You have empowered Satan to keep you in one place. There is no person that doesn't need help. Are you a man? Ok okay. Are you a human being? Are you a human being? Then you need help. For mortal men cannot transverse this realm without a ministration of large quota of help. Eh? It is that help that makes sure that you survive. Because there are seasons when your strength will fail you. The scripture gave a description of men that are strong. He used the youth as an example. He said that the youth shall utterly fall. It is only they that wait upon the Lord that will receive strength in the spiritual dimension. And they that interact with men that carry what they need in the natural will receive help of the natural. As the flesh has empowered you to be the enemy of the person that will help you, how far have you gone now? Oh, 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 ah, 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 ah. Listen to me. The old man fell, or rather the old man became the old man as a result of certain things. Are you with me? And those things made God to reject the old man. I need to tell you, as you will yet touch it, it's not everything that is in the old man that is bad. Yes, it's not everything that is in the old man that is bad. There are good aspects of the old man. That is why the scripture have to talk about what we call self-righteousness. It means that you can... Have people not been saying you are a good person? Huh? That thing amounts for nothing. Yes. That is why in this kingdom, the man that understands the oppression of the covenant knows that it is not possible for you to keep the covenant without the circumcision of the flesh. If you don't circumcise the flesh, there will be breach that is made on you. Are you with me? What is a breach? It means that you have opened an archway for the adversary to enter. Are you with me now? Any place that the foreskin of the flesh has not been cut off is the place that a breach can be made in your life. So, the old man sinned. And God rejected everything about the old man. You need to understand why God rejected the old man. It is beyond the things that the old man is doing and is able to do. It's principally, actually, about the nature. So, now, the problem is that the old man came with a nature and imparted a nature in you. But he knows that, I don't know how Satan knew that there is a season that is coming. So as he imparted a nature to you, he also imparted an operating system. He knows as long as that operating system is there, you can still subscribe to his agenda. So God looked at the old man and checked if this old man has the capacity to fulfill his purposes and found out that the old man is rebellious. The old man is the man that seeks out his own agenda. The only thing he thinks about is himself. Are you with me? Say self. You are not with me. Even when he does good, he does it for himself. Even when he does good, he does it for what? Have you seen your parents pay your school fees for you? Let's say the truth, Pastor. part of the reason you are paying school fees for your children is that they will succeed and begin to bring the largesse. Is it not true? So even your parents, as good as they are, they still function with the oppressions of the old man. That is why the love of God has to be unconditional. It's unconditional love is not a love that doesn't place a demand on you. It is a love that comes without any token, without paying anything. Are you with me now? But when that love comes to you, it will now place a demand on you. Now, it is not a love that you need to do anything to deserve. That is what is called unconditional. Are you with me? There is absolutely nothing you need to do to deserve, to earn, to receive administration from the love of God. But when that love of God hits your heart, it will demand a response. That is why the book of Romans, is it not Romans chapter 5 verse 5 or 6? He said that the love of God, what? Constraineth us. The love of God, what? Constraineth us. So when the love of God that is unconditional, you couldn't even do anything. The love of God is one of the things that is sorely given to the oppressions of God himself. Are you with me? That means you had no impute in it. Love is one of the things that you can decide to do without the person put having any impute in it. I can decide to love you, you can't do anything about it. That is why love is superior, actually. But this is it. The old man is rebellious and has fallen into self, so that any single thing that the old man does, he is doing it for a skewed reason. The challenge of God is that the old man is not just bad. Even the good in the old man is bad. That is the problem. Let me give you a typical example. People sow seed. You were there now. How many thousands did you sow? You were sowing seed to manipulate God. You are his witchcraft. You are a witch. No, you are not a witch, but his witchcraft. Is witchcraft. You are so easy to manipulate God. Even in seed sowing, that is a good thing. The flesh will hijack, the old man will hijack it, and use it for selfish purposes. Look at something as precious as the anointing of the Spirit of God. Do you know the anointing can come and the Holy Spirit will tell you, don't do anything, don't do anything, don't do anything. And then somebody that is looking like somebody, maybe people are perceiving you are better than the person or anything, he now comes and you see the move of God. He now finished. I've seen it. Oh, I've seen it many times. Me, I laugh. You see, some of us are secure. If you don't have hunger and burden, you will be insecure around people. It doesn't matter what you do. Me, I know my own. See, when you understand purpose, it gives you security. You don't feel bad about what others are doing. The truth is that some people can be assigned with higher assignments than others. It doesn't matter. When we come before God, we are rewarded by faithfulness, not how big your assignment is. I was watching one documentary after a war that America went to. Do you know who received a medal? It was not soldiers, it was a dog. The dog received one of the highest medals you can give anybody. A dog was carried to the Walk of Fame. A dog. So who had the higher assignment, men or dog? Is men. But it so happens that the dog, for whatever assignment he was given, was so good in it and so faithful in it, and at the end he was the one that received the reward. The flesh can motivate you to do the right thing in the wrong way, in the wrong time, and is wrong. The old man, God has judged the old man. In fact, part of the reason why Jesus came to die is actually to save you from the old man. So when he was, That is the representation of the system of baptism. When he was there, the old man died. The lost died. Are you with me? Meanwhile, the old man is the man of, is the man that Satan loves. Is the man that got introduced when man yielded to the oppressions of Satan. And then the power of Satan was fully made manifest in him. You see, and when you are in the old man, God cannot do anything with the old man. Because the headquarters of the old man, the throne, in the headquarters of the old man, God cannot sit there because Satan is already sitting there. The implication of that is that no matter the extent that God brings his ministration around your life, it will still be skewered. God will bless you, you will use it to satisfy the flesh. Watch it now. The proof that the flesh is still around in some people is that the ambitions in their heart is a proof. The ambitions in their heart. Oh, 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 oh. David said, try my heart. Try it. Try it. Ha, 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 ha. Now, let me tell you the thing. Because men are not fully transformed, their operations in this realm is still mixed up. So sometimes they mix the spiritual with the fleshly. And for every moment that you operated in the flesh, you operated out of the system and the books that is written about you. God is not aware of those days you lived in the flesh. It is not part of the things that is written about you. The old man can never satisfy God. It is the new creature that satisfied God. No matter how much you try to do it, it will not work. The scripture said that from the days of the youth of a man is only evil that is coming out. It's only evil. If the old man goes to the university, he's still the old man. If you train the old man, he's still old man. If he becomes a professor, he's still what? Old man. If he's rich, he's still rich old man. If the flesh is anointed, he's still the flesh. Do you know the thing? The challenge with this is that the flesh is the property of Satan. It's just like who wrote Microsoft, what's their this thing? Windows. Who wrote Windows? Let's assume it's Bill Gates. One of the things you don't know about this operating system is that the owner always leaves the back door. Do you know? I know you don't know. You don't know. If you write a program, as long as you are the owner, I don't care any program, they leave a back door. For example, you come to Facebook and Mark Zuckerberg tells you that all your information is secure, and you believe, you are a foolish person. You have heard that there is nothing that goes to the internet that is safe. There is a new proverb, the internet never forgets. Have you heard it? So I wrote a program, and you are using my program to operate, and you are saying I cannot come. How now? Satan will still be looking and still be looking to find out that even though you are in the spirit now, he'll be testing. These men are now born again. Let's see if the program we still left in their soul that they can still make use of it. Let them make use of it. When you make use of that program, what you did not know is that the one that wrote the program knows the back door. As you are using the program thinking you are achieving anything, the one that wrote the program has manipulated it in such a way that the end product will fulfill his agenda. Are you even with me? Meanwhile, these things will not come the way you think, because whenever we talk about the flesh, it is mostly things that are subtle. I need to tell you, as we get to look into it, that the old man is in good aspect and in what? The bad aspect. The one I'm seriously interested in is in the bad aspect. There are people that is good, that really, you know, have thought a lot on the bad aspect, deal with loss, deal with many things. But me, I'm interested in the good one. Do you know why? I was a good person from birth, only for me to find out that good that I was in the flesh and in the old man counts for nothing here. In fact, that is the very reason why my journey, my sojourn to the mountains of God will be truncated, because the instrument with which I'm trying to engage the things that is in the new creature is from the old creature. And it is not just that the old creature is rejected, it is rejected with all its facilities and the help it can offer. See, I need to tell you that the old creature will continue to look for how he can offer you help. He will want you to accept help. I mean his help. For example, God tells you to wait. Wait on me for 3 days. I'm giving you a simple example. And I will provide you what you need. As you are praying and waiting, somebody will call you and say, "Do you need money?" What would you answer? He said, "Glory to God." But God said what? Wait on me. I need to tell you, on that day you will know that the flesh is virulent. You can't wait. Before you know what is happening, you will say God answered you. In fact, you will say, "I hear in my spirit." Say, "I hear in my spirit." Many of the "I hear in my spirit" is the voice of the flesh. People have seen vision by the flesh. Oh. They have seen many visions. When I tell you, believe me, there are things I can't say, but believe me, in case you are looking, don't believe me. People have seen vision in the flesh, and they are convinced with that vision. It's Satan that gave you that vision. Satan gave you that vision. You need to be delivered from it. And it so happens that the operations of these, we'll get to a place where we'll find out that the operations of the flesh is in two dimensions. Actually, the scripture calls it the mind of the flesh and the body of the flesh. Are you with me? Now, the emphasis that people make most times is the body of the flesh, where there is pornography, lying, stealing, all those things you can do in the natural with the flesh. My brother, there is the one that is of the mind. And it is there that you can hear voices, thoughts can enter there, suggestions. For example, Satan can suggest to me, "Now that we have now started growing, let's reduce the prayer, let's package things up. You know, you can't be praying like this. You know, they are clothes I can't wear to this meeting. You know now, part of the reason why I can't wear it is if you can't wear those clothes, I'll be groaning the way we are groaning. You will be like a goat that is tied like this." The tendency is when you start having results, you forsake the ways you started. And then your testimony will be the testimony of the Galatians, the ones that Paul spoke to. He said, "O ye foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you? How did you start in the spirit and ended up in the flesh? You were perfected in the flesh." You are now wise. May we continually be foolish before God. What I'm telling you is that as long as the old man has his operating system still in your heart, he will desire you to live after his lust. He will desire you to achieve his purposes. Are you with me? There are two men on earth expecting everyone to live after his image. The first man is the man that we call the old man. The old man is still expecting you to live according to his image. It's in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 15. I think in verse 47 or thereabout. There are two images before you. Eh? It so happens that the operating system to which you subscribe to will determine the image that you will turn out. Do you know? How many of you know? The scripture said that God is not mocked. That whatsoever a man soweth, he shall what? So he said, when a man sows to the flesh, he shall of the flesh reap what? I mean, he's talking about believers. When you sow to the flesh, you will reap corruption. But when you sow to the spirit, you will reap what? Life eternal. So I'm trying to tell you that there is two images before you. That is why believers have stayed in the church for 30 years. They didn't become anything close to what God intended. They are just glorying in the fact that they are born again. That you are born again, but the system of your oppression is still the flesh. And you intend to end up with the image of the one that you are now created after as a new man. It's not possible. You cannot sow to the flesh and reap spirit. Satan is seeking men to borrow. And what we saw is a spirit of carnality released in the body of Christ. The challenge with carnality is it can be walking side by side with God. That's the challenge. Do you know the challenge? The challenge of the old man is that he knew that when you get born again, he cannot totally remove the new creature. So his desire now is it not possible for the two of us to be sharing it? But our God is a jealous God. They can be two. We need to ask the Holy Ghost to deal with our dreams, deal with our members, deal with the propensities that draw us away. As we have laid foundation today, tomorrow we'll take a journey into these matters. And then we understand when Satan is trying to use us, it will not be obvious to you. You will give many interpretations to it. I'm telling you, you can go on fasting, but your fasting is empowering Satan. You can go on praying, but your prayer is what? Empowering Satan. You can go on giving. Your giving is empowering Satan. You can associate yourself with people that empower Satan. But in your own mind, you are correct. People that have not understood that the flesh is the one at work, we make their friends their enemies. They will not understand that the one that you made your enemies is the one that is carrying your blessing in the future. They are your Josephs. They are your Daniels. They are your Isaacs. But you will kill them, not knowing that they are the ones carrying the promise. That your destinies are locked together. Men will look at themselves together in the body of Christ and decide that they are enemies, that decide that they are anything, they are here, they are there. We are not Paul, we are not Apollos. In Christ we are one. The reason why we are one is not because you are saying we are one. All these people are talking is because flesh has died and we have found unity. Unity is in the spirit. Unity is not union, it's not barabo. Unity is when we understand that the very thing that you are pursuing is what I'm pursuing. Anytime, whether I see you or not, I know we are scoring in the same goal. Our efforts are gathered together and our target is one. The ultimate agenda that we have in our heart is to equip saints and bring them to the place where they will be able to enter into the fullness of the stature of Christ and then be able to execute the kingdom mandate. There is a coming kingdom and God expects that his man on earth will be that entity with which he will ensue his glory and power and bring his beer to come. The scripture says that there is a mandate that the Holy Ghost received. He said that rule thou in the midst of thy enemies. The Bible spoke, he said that we have not seen that agenda fulfilled. Go God is looking for his man upon the face of the earth. He wants to deliver us from all the intricacies and world of the flesh, so that we'll be gathered up into his agenda, united in his agenda, one in his spirit, fulfilling his purposes. I want you to cry to God, whatever is stopping me, take it away.
Those things you carried over, they are not part of the new creature. People can be hailing you and saying you are skilled, you are good, but the sword of the spirit needs to pass through it. That wisdom you have is not from God. Listen to me, I'm talking to you. That wisdom is not from God. Until my only guess is you, spirit keep brooding over me till I look more like you. Circumcise, circumcise, cut up, circumcise, cut up, cut up. All the embargoes of Satan, all the baggages of the enemy. Until my only life is you, spirit keep brooding over me till I look more like you. Some of the things you say you are doing ministry for God is just flesh, is the flesh. Some of the things you are saying you are doing is the flesh, is the flesh, is the flesh. Search deep in your heart, you will see God is not the one that empowered that. Hear the voice of the spirit and heed him, so that Satan will not use you, so that Satan will not borrow you. Anytime there is trouble, you are the ones that Satan is using. Anytime there is fracas, anytime there is backbiting, anytime there is rumor, you are the one. Anytime anything comes back, you are the one. It's the flesh, you need to die. God will be seeking for people to use, and you will decide you are not the type. You are not the type that is given to prayer. You are not the type. It is the flesh, my friend. Until my only guess is you, spirit keep brooding over me till I look more like you. Until my only guess is you, spirit keep brooding over me till I look more like you. Till I look more like you. Till I look more like you. Till I look more like you.
Oh my God.
Till I look more like you. Don't give up on me, Jesus. Till I look more like you. Don't give up on me. Don't give up on me. Till I look more like you. Till I look more like you. Till we 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 look more like you. It's a heart cry. It's a deep heart cry. Till we look more like you. 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 In Jesus'
mighty name, I pray for you in the name of Jesus. When Satan will look for people to borrow in this time, he will not find you in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for you. I pray for you. I'm not hearing your amen. You don't know the importance of this prayer. It's a prayer born out of burden, born out of an intense desire to see men stand sure. Satan is really moving around. As God is preparing to move, and is moving in our midst and moving in our generation, in the body of Christ and through the body of Christ, Satan is moving. He has seen what is about to happen, and he's moving at all fronts. I pray for you. I pray for you that Satan will not find you in the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus spoke to Peter. He said, Satan has desired to have you, desire to sift you, but I pray for you. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. Satan will not have you. When Satan is looking for who to use, triggering your anger, triggering your competition, your ambition, there must be something he finds. There must be something he finds. He can even use the circumstances around you. You can say it's poverty. You can say you are like that. You can even say it's ministry. You can even say it's business. It's academics. There is no name you can give to it. But I pray for you that when Satan comes to take occasion with your flesh, on that day you'll be dead indeed, in the name of Jesus Christ. If you are sick, just take your hand and put at that part of your body. There are things God told us that there are oppressions that happen in our midst. Three things happen, whether we talk about it or not: encounters, healings, and deliverances. Whether we speak about it or not, it happens. Just at whatever we speak about, whatever we say, it will be happening. Just take your hand and put at that part of your body, or just take your hand and put on your head. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Your amen is not loud. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. There is somebody having abdominal pain. abdominal pain, like this side, this place I'm holding now, abdominal pain, that pain is leaving now in the name of Jesus Christ. I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. 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 Somebody, you have pain, more like an injury, I don't know the cause, on your heel, your left heel, in this place is paining you. It looks like an injury or a pain. I rebuke that pain. I rebuke that sickness. I rebuke that infirmity in the name of Jesus. I come against every spirit of infirmity. Anybody under the sound of my voice, online, offline, it doesn't matter. In the name of Jesus, I take charge over that spirit. I take charge over every spirit that is afflicting anybody, any demon that is oppressing any life, any hold that is holding any life, any covering, any step that is cast over any life. I break it now in the name of Jesus. I break it now in the name of Jesus. I break it now in the name of Jesus. I rebuke every spirit of infirmity, every pain. I rebuke in the name of Jesus. Every blinding spirit, I rebuke you. I rebuke you. I rebuke you. I charge you to leave now in the name of Jesus. I rebuke ulcer in the name of Jesus. I rebuke migraine to leave now in the name of Jesus Christ. I decree that everything that is missing in your body comes back. Missing tooth comes back in the name of Jesus. Missing tooth comes back in the name of Jesus. Father, I decree that any part of anybody here, any part of your body that requires a creative miracle, as I speak now, that part of your body is created. 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 In the name of Jesus. There is somebody listening to me. The Holy Spirit is telling me now that you have issue with fertility. It's actually a man. It's actually a man. I don't want to use the word impotent. It's fertility. I decree a creative miracle in the name of Jesus Christ. Let your amen be louder so that the person will receive his deliverance. I say the person is healed now in the name of Jesus. You are healed now in the name of Jesus. Sora sana mahamreta tai. Kretesesenevene. Ambroka patabha. I rebuke pain at any part of your body now. I rebuke pain at any part of your body now. I rebuke pain at any part of your body now. The Lord is showing me somebody that did warfare in the spirit. And Satan attacked you. Since that day, you have not fully recovered. You have not fully recovered. If the person is here, come, let me pray for you. Come, let me pray for you. You did warfare in the spirit. And since that day, you have not recovered. You have been making attempts. You have been making attempts. But you know that on that day, you received an injury that you have not fully recovered from. Be fast, be fast, be fast, be fast, be fast, be fast. Ah! Pray, pray, pray. In 1 minute, stretch your hands, the rest of the people to them. Sona branta bahasasania. Abrekota kamreta banaya. I want you to decree restoration over them. I want you to decree restoration in the name of Jesus. I want you to decree healing to their soul, to every part of them that has been injured, every part of them that has been affected, every part of their life, from their spirit to their soul, to their body, to their finances, to their life,
every part of them that Satan has touched in today. Now we command Satan to take your hands off, take your hands off, take your hands off. We bind your works and maneuver. 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 Samyata kumbre parahasasana paya. I set you free now. 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 Listen to me. Father, we thank you. As a proof that God has answered our prayer, the hand of God will touch just one person by power, by power, by power, by power, by power, by power. Holy Ghost, 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 Sota Paprehende, Siata Branta, Paprohasa Tapanaka, Ambrekota Cambra Tapamaria, Iapronta Kapananta, Satande, Rapatua Katambrata Yata, Jatiambro, Sapakwata Kapenante, Rapatamanta Prata Pamanataya. Yes, that's it. Does it? 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 It's coming stronger now. It's coming stronger. 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 Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Put your hands on. Saparanahata sasana mantia. Ebretoko prona pata pahatalia. Shandia prete pedeta. Sanamanta brakotaka. Shatiande penetua. Abrata panata. Put your hands. Put your hands, Holy Ghost. 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 Holy Spirit, put your hands, my God. Call that sister. Satan and demons cannot manipulate your destiny. Listen to me. Every manipulation in your destiny today, I overturn it. 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 We overturn it till everything that is yours, the rightful owner, we have it in the name of Jesus Christ. I stand on behalf of God from the office of my calling, and I bring back everything Satan has stolen from you, the property, the blessings, the relationships, the finance he has stolen from you. Lose your Satan. I bind you in the name of Jesus Christ, Son of God. Tomorrow by 5 p.m. you are blessed. Come and cast your seed, your offering, your tithes in Jesus' mighty name.